Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
And a freeze warning in effect for the entire viewing area. I'll show you why we could see similar conditions tomorrow morning, too.
Plus, I'm Brett Neese live in Cary with what helped police thwart a potential mass shooting and the guy who was targeting children.
You'll want to pay special attention to your car on this cold morning. The extra steps experts say you should take before you hit the road. Plus.
It's happened! The Texas Rangers win the World Series!
Oh, what a celebration. For the first time ever, the Texas Rangers win it all. That celebration was 63 years in the making. It ended late on Fox 50 last night, and really the game ended in the late stages. We'll detail that in just a moment. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. It's quite the champagne celebration in the locker room there. We'll have that in just a moment. But first, we start with a look at weather and traffic to get you ready on this cold morning. First up, Elizabeth, to walk us through that freeze warning.
A freeze warning in effect for temperatures in the 20s to low 30s across our viewing area. And for so much of the state, we take a look at our current temperatures. 30 in the Triangle area right now. It's 30 in Goldsboro, 33 in Fayetteville, 23 in Southern Pines. It's 23 in Roxboro, 30 in South Hill. A couple of spots there still above freezing, but our temperatures will continue to drop all the way through 7 or 8 o'clock this morning. So I feel confident that our entire viewing area is going to drop on to or below freezing by the time we get to sunrise this morning. Our temperature is anywhere from 10 to around 15 degrees colder than they were this time yesterday. Our skies are clear and it's not as windy as yesterday. Right now our winds are calm and we're looking at 30 degrees in the Triangle. It should be a little more comfortable this afternoon without the wind. With clear skies, we have the top of the tower lit there in blue. You may not see much frost on your windshield. It's definitely cold enough for it, but we have a dry air mass in place, and so there may not be enough moisture for frost on your windshield, or at least not much of it. Hour by hour, yep, it's a cold start this morning and a little warmer this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-50s. By this time tomorrow, we start to see our winds shifting to southwest. It's going to start to reverse things and bring us some warmer temperatures for the weekend. I'll show you what it will feel like coming up, Ryan.
It is 6:01, Elizabeth, and we're off to a pretty quiet start so far this morning. Not getting any reports of any problems on roads in Wake, Durham, or Orange County. And our live sensors are indicating that your major routes are all in pretty good shape. We're going to head out to one of our live cameras in South Durham at I-40 at 751. Traffic's getting a little busier out there, but still looking pretty good. That eastbound trip from 15501 out to 885 in Durham, seeing just a one-minute delay right now.
So your car's going to be cold when you head out this morning. You head to work or school. You'll want to be sure that you are ready for it. And WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning. Kelsey, a lot of folks going to have a lot in mind to take good care of the vehicles as the weather changes right here. We're getting a little test run of it today.
Yes, Jeff, good morning. We're definitely getting that test run. A lot of things to check off on the list this morning when you have temperatures that look like this. It looks like we're at 30 degrees, holding steady there for the past hour. Elizabeth mentioned that we're not seeing that much of a wind chill, and I can certainly feel that right now. No wind, but definitely a cooler temperature. And that means that you need to think about your car. So oftentimes we're thinking about warming up the car or even checking our tire pressure. But we checked in with the folks at Murray's Tire and Auto Service in Raleigh. They say you should also test your battery and radiator. Do maintenance early to avoid a hefty price tag later.
If anything freezes in here, it could ruin everything in this car. You don't want to have to buy a new motor. I mean, you don't want to have to buy a new radiator because it's going to cost you. Especially if you come to a shop, you know, it's going to get pricey.
Something else you may not think about is icy fuel lines. Any water moisture from condensation in a fuel line can cause some serious problems, making it much harder for you to start your car. And one way to avoid that is to make sure that your gas tank is at least halfway full. If you want more information about how to keep your car all together during this cold snap, you can head on over to our website, WREL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Cary police say they arrested a man who was threatening a mass shooting in our area, targeting children. WRL's Brett Neese is live at the Cary Police Department this morning. And Brett, the police department received tips that helped them stop a possible tragedy.
Yeah, Renee, so many people thankful for that this morning. But Kevin Douglas is out of jail after bonding out this morning. And Cary police here at the police department, they prevented what they say was a credible threat. Take a look. This is the 46-year-old Douglas. Police say they got a notification from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children about somebody threatening to become an active shooter against children. After investigating, they arrested Douglas yesterday at an extended stay off of Weston Parkway. He is now facing several charges, including cyber stalking and communicating threats. Douglas is due back in court on November 20th. Live in Cary, Brittany, WRL News.
Counseling is available today for Shaw University students after an 18-year-old freshman died in a single car crash in Raleigh. Pender High School is also mourning the loss of Kyrese Dye. He's a 2023 graduate of the high school and was a member of the Shaw University Honors Program and played for the school's JV basketball team. It's a story we first brought you as breaking news yesterday morning. We showed you this scene. Raleigh police say Dye was riding in a car on Hammond Road just before 11:30 Tuesday night. The driver lost control on a turn and hit the end of a guardrail. Dye was ejected from the car and died from his injuries. The driver was 18-year-old Jesden Bloomer. He was taken to the hospital with serious injuries.
Police in Chapel Hill are looking for this man after surveillance video shows him punching a customer in a bakery. We want to warn you, we will be showing you video that's hard to watch. It happened at the Google Huff Bake Shop in the Eastgate Shopping Center. A customer went to grab his coffee when a stranger then punches him in the face in what looks like a random attack. The customer tells WRL he is recovering from a concussion and a split jaw. The bakery owner says he plans to add cameras to the parking lot.
Texas Rangers are World Series champs for the first time ever for that franchise. They were hitless for the first six innings. They were getting no hit in this game. Five of the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Rangers finally pulled away in the last three innings. They got a 5-0 win in this and take the series 4-1. They won all 11 games they played in the playoffs on the road. A new major league record. Corey Seager was named World Series MVP. He hit 3 home runs during the 5 games of this series and also got the first hit last night. Kind of got things rolling for the Rangers. Coming up in What's Trending, the story behind the rallying cry that helped this team to its first ever championship.
Oh, Jeff, those are some awesome celebrations in the locker room. Look at these celebrations from fans after they won the World Series last night. Fans took to the streets in Dallas following the team's victory. I also want to show you this as well. This is the Fox affiliate in Dallas. Academy Sports there is staying open overnight. You see this line of people? They are waiting to get in to buy the sports memorabilia, the World Series shirts and hats and sweatshirts. And they do say, a spokesperson at that location said they will be open until people stop showing up there. Something tells me that store is probably still open right now.
No sleep for Texas Rangers fans. Michelle, thanks. The college basketball world is mourning the loss of one of the game's most legendary coaches, Bob Knight. Knight led Indiana to 3 NCAA championships and also coached at Army and Texas Tech. He finished with 902 career wins. That was the most all-time until a guy named Mike Krzyzewski, who played for Knight at Army, got his coaching career started there as an assistant to Knight, surpassed him. In a statement, Coach K said Knight recruited me, mentored me, and had a profound impact on my career and life. Current Duke coach John Shire also remembered the impact Knight had on him.
My senior year, he came a couple times here to Duke and just to meet him and just to get his perspective on our program, on me as a player, our team. That's a really meaningful thing.
You can read more on the life and legacy of Coach Bob Knight online at WRLSportsFan.com. And this morning on Today, NBC News' Jesse Kirsch will take a look back at Knight's life and legacy. Today airs at 7, right here after our news.
And today we will learn more about Raleigh's first bus rapid transit line. Small business owners along New Bern Avenue will hear an update from a panel of city leaders. They'll talk about plans for crime reduction in the area and give an update on the BRT project. It'll begin at 5:30 p.m. at Martin Street Baptist Church. Women facing infertility are needing to get creative to cover the costs.
This should absolutely be covered by insurance companies.
how some are using part-time jobs as a way to get the treatment they need to start a family.
The American dream is getting further out of reach for some in the Triangle. We break down the rising cost of home ownership and how it is shutting many out.
Coldest morning of the season so far. A big puffy coat would feel comfortable this morning. Cool for the next few days, but then we have a big rebound with our temperatures. I'll show you how long that could last coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12 on this chilly morning. We have a freeze warning in effect for the entire viewing area. Our temperature in the Triangle at 30, but we're seeing mid-20s in some places, like up around Roxborough and even down in the Sandhills. Our temperatures are in the 20s right now. We haven't seen the coldest temperature yet this morning. That tends to happen around 7 or 8 o'clock. So I would send the kids out. I came to the work with my big coat on this morning. Temperatures could drop into the upper 20s in a lot of places. So make sure the kids are dressed warmly, just like it was winter. And this afternoon will feel somewhat like it did yesterday. It's not going to be as windy, so it may be a bit more comfortable outside. 56 degrees for our afternoon high with lots and lots of sunshine. We're going to see another cold morning tomorrow, and then I'll show you a change in the pattern that'll bring us some warm temperatures, Brian.
6:13, as we take a look at traffic around the Triangle, still not seeing any crashes in Wake, Durham, or Orange County. You're looking good on I-40 heading through Garner up toward the 440 split this morning. That ride on 40 westbound through South Raleigh out to the Cary area and toward the airport looking just fine. And those major approaches into Durham are all clear. Coming in from Hillsboro, 85 northbound looks good from I-40 out to the 147 interchange. And westbound I-40 from Wade Avenue out to 885 also is a smooth ride right now. Renee.
Brian, thanks. A man is dead after shooting at a gun range in Raleigh. It happened at the Personal Defense and Handgun Training Center on Tryon Road. When police officers got to the range around 4 yesterday afternoon, they found a man who had been shot. There was a large police presence when the WRL Breaking News Tracker arrived. Police say no one is in custody and they are not looking for a shooter.
One of the former Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols is expected to change his plea today to guilty. Desmond Mills previously entered a not guilty plea in the federal case against him. It's not known if the change is part of a plea agreement. Mills is one of five former officers facing civil rights charges in Nichols' beating death. It happened in January after Nichols ran from a traffic stop. All five former officers have pleaded not guilty to state charges.
Infertility is a medical condition affecting 1 in 7 women in America. But making their family dreams come true is a costly proposition. WRL's Ken Smith is here now with what many women are doing to ease the financial challenges. Ken.
Renee, you know, many women facing infertility are taking on part-time jobs and side hustles to get extra money or benefits. Listen, one round of in vitro fertilization or IVF treatments can cost at least $20,000. Many women like Jennifer Arenas Cadenas are working at companies that offer fertility benefits that their full-time employees don't offer.
What do you say to people who might look at this and think, wow, you sort of gamed the system?
The system is really gaming us. Infertility is a medical diagnosis. This should absolutely be covered by insurance companies.
Well, Arenas Cadenas worked nights and weekends as a barista at Starbucks to help cover fertility treatments and eventually realized her dream job of becoming a mom. You know, Renee, you and I, our families both know the challenges of infertility, but the joy that comes when it's successful.
Oh, absolutely. And 1 in 7 couples trying to have a baby struggle with infertility. My husband and I walked that path for 3.5 years before we had our miracle baby, Elsa. And I completely understand and relate the financial toll, the emotional toll. But I just want to say for those who have that dream in your heart to become a mom, just don't give up hope. Hang in there. Know that you're not alone. Mm. And when that dream finally happens, it's the best thing in the world.
It really is. And of course, we have our little Franklin to show for it as well. And coming up on today, Renee, starting at 7, more of Jennifer's inspiring story and a closer look at how these side jobs are helping so many couples become parents.
Potential home buyers in Raleigh may find it tougher tapping into a tight housing market. New numbers from real estate brokerage Redfin suggests people should earn $120,000 a year if they want to afford a median-priced home in Raleigh. Those numbers will get your attention, but a yearly income of $115,000 is needed to purchase a median-priced home in the U.S. That's 15% more than last year, more than double. Up 50% since 2020. Local realtors say there are strategies potential buyers have to employ in trying to get the sky-high home mortgages in place and high housing prices.
I think exploring the kind of outskirts of Raleigh is a really good alternative.
Sometimes a smaller home, perhaps a townhome, they continue to be really strong investment properties for people.
Housing experts also say they're seeing more people have to have dual income to truly afford a family home.
This may be one of those mornings you want to stay at home for just a little while longer before you have to head out to work and school just because it's so cold out there. Freezing temperatures or below freezing. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. What normally we would be in the mid-40s this time of year?
That is our normal high. The normal, of course, is the median of the extremes. So it's not normal, but typical, if you know what I'm saying, for us to have some freezing temperatures by this time of year. We've normally seen that first freezing temperature, but it doesn't stay that way. You know, temperatures are going to bounce around, and we have much warmer temperatures in our forecast for the weekend. So a couple of days of the cold temperatures, freeze warning in effect this morning for us, and it'll be just as cold tomorrow morning. Right now, it's 23 in Southern Pines and Roxborough, 32 in Rocky Mount, 30 in Goldsboro. Still a couple of spots that are above freezing, 33 Fayetteville, 34 in Clinton, but our temperatures will continue to drop between now and 7 or 8 a.m., so those numbers will probably fall back to or maybe even below freezing as well. We take a live look at what's happening around the area. Goldsboro is looking quiet this morning. There's a look at Fayetteville on Hay Street by our newsroom, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and we look down Salem Street and Apex. It is not going to be as uncomfortable today. We're not going to see the same breezy conditions, but we do have a freeze warning this morning, and it'll be cold tomorrow morning. A chilly afternoon with 50s today, but it does start to warm up tomorrow, and temperatures are back into the 70s over the weekend. The cold temperatures tend to help the colors of the leaves really start to pop. When temperatures reach 32, there's a chemical reaction that happens in the leaves, and those colors really start to brighten up. So this should help our colors over the next several days. Thanks to Katie Alonzo, who's one of our directors, for sending us that gorgeous picture. Thanks, Katie. We'll take a look at our temperatures. 25 in Siler City, 26 Roxborough, 28 in Clarksville, 28 Lewisburg. That's what we're going to see this time tomorrow. So another really chilly start to the day. 27 Southern Pines, 31 in Irwin and in Smithfield. We take a look at our chilly nights. So this morning and tomorrow morning at or below freezing. And then we really start to ramp up. Again, mid-40s is normal. We'll see that Sunday, but we don't stop there. Those temperatures keep on climbing. So big temperature swing coming our way, 57 today, 65 Friday, and then we're in the 70s over the weekend. Nice temperatures for getting out and about, and plenty of football to see. Wake Forest plays at Duke tonight. Now, this is going to be a cool one. 6 o'clock temperature, 50 degrees. By 10 o'clock, we're in the 30s, so that's going to be a coat-wearing kind of event. Football Friday, maybe a little bit milder. Game time temperatures will be in the mid-50s and dropping into the 40s. College football Saturday. Saturday is going to be a pretty day. Temperatures are going to climb into the 70s. So temperatures will be in the 60s to near 70 for all these games. There's so many of them. I'm going to plan a little bit more time to talk about them next time. Tropical outlook, that system looks like it's continuing to weaken. It may move into Central America. One of the big things to remember over the weekends, we do set our clocks back. If you don't like these cool temperatures, well, it's going to be warmer next week, Brian.
Elizabeth, all new at 620, getting reports of a crash over in Knightdale on Spectrum Drive. That's in a mostly industrial area, not affecting traffic on major routes, but I'll watch it and see how it's developing. Still looking fine on our major routes throughout the Triangle. As you come in from Chapel Hill into South Durham on 40 eastbound, no delays. 85 between Butner and Durham also looks good in both directions. In Wake County, our major routes are looking good, including southbound Capitol Boulevard, US 1 from Wake Forest down to 540, only seeing about a 2-minute delay right now. And out of Rollsville, southbound 401 or Lewisburg Road, only about a 1-minute slowdown as you head toward 540.
Thanks, Brian. 3 weeks away from Thanksgiving, one of the state's most popular tourist attractions, already looking forward to Christmas. Preparations happening at the Biltmore for holiday celebrations.
Former President Trump's children are taking the stand in the family's civil fraud trial. The testimony Donald Jr. gave on his first day in the courtroom.
And hear your winning lottery numbers from the NC Education Lottery on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
It was a late party. The Texas Rangers are World Series champs with a little help from an unlikely rallying cry.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Yeah, the Rangers celebrated with their unofficial theme song from the band Creed.
This is a special moment.
Somewhere in all of that was the song Higher. They embraced that through their playoff run, and the band joined in, congratulating the team for its historic win.
Oh, it was historic in a lot of different ways. 2010, 2011, they made it to the World Series, lost both, so winning their first in franchise history. They probably set a record with champagne bottles
right.
uncorked right there. But they won 11 playoff games on the road in a row. The team's never won in franchise history that many road games, regular season, postseason, whatever. So really unlikely road warriors there.
And that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Brian?
You know, we usually have to do creative things with our Thanksgiving leftovers. The folks at DiGiorno Pizza, they're getting ahead of the game with this creation. You are looking at a frozen Thanksgiving pizza with turkey, sweet potatoes, green beans, cranberries, crispy onions, and gravy.
So you can order this on their website every Wednesday in November. They released it yesterday. It sold out. So you can get yours coming up this Wednesday if you would like this creation.
Can you deep fry it? Like a turkey?
Sure, why not?
Right? You could.
I think I
would. Whether you should or not,
I'd
that's
eat
a different question.
Yeah, probably not.
I bet tastes pretty good. Thanks, Brian. We're getting our first look at Rockefeller Center's Christmas tree for this year. The 80-foot Norway spruce is coming from a family who lives near Binghamton, about 200 miles from Manhattan. It'll be cut down next Wednesday. It will arrive at Rockefeller Center November 11th, and it will be wrapped with more than 50,000 lights, topped with a star. You can watch the tree lighting ceremony live here on WRAL on November 29th. I can't believe we're talking about Christmas trees already, but it feels like it. Our temperatures are in the 20s and 30s this morning, coldest morning so far this season. I'll show you how many more mornings we'll feel this chilly this week coming up.
The UN Human Rights Office says Israel may be committing war crimes. You're looking live at the Israel-Gaza border. The new ramifications from a second strike on a Palestinian refugee camp.
Also, an emotional gathering in Lewiston, Maine, 1 week after the mass shooting there. The community came together at its first major event since that tragedy.